This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A teacher gave an assignment, and the title of the assignment is Trump a Fascist? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to contact us, what are your thoughts on a teacher giving an assignment? Is President Donald Trump a fascist? Parents were mad. Because 2 years earlier, the very same teacher never asked this question of Obama, and she had 8 years to do it. Some leftists actually complained. This will blow your mind. They said if teachers can't ask these questions, it may stifle their ability to challenge students. I go back to what I said a second ago, which is, did this teacher ask this very same question of Barack Obama? He certainly acted more like a fascist than Donald Trump ever has. Donald Trump has given things back to Congress. DACA, for example. He said, look, I don't need to make a decision on this. It was unconstitutional for Barack Obama to do it. I don't need to make a decision. You guys make a decision. What did the Democrats do? They didn't go for it. Donald Trump didn't willy-nilly say it's a matter of national security for me to pass a tax cut. He went through Congress and he got it done. But meanwhile, in Barack Obama's first 2 years, you know what he did? He ramrode Obamacare down our throats, knowing it was unconstitutional and that we didn't want it. And we spent the better part of our last decade trying to undo it. They never asked the question of Barack Obama. Did anybody ever really delve into Obama's racism? No. How many other ways could this teacher have asked, can we study fascism? I mean, there were plenty of ways for this teacher to look at fascism, again, based on the things that Barack Obama did, but nothing was done. See, this is the one-way street of leftism. Trump's been called a Nazi. We conservatives, we've been called Nazis. Any particular reason? If you got Hitler stuff paraphernalia in your house, I don't have any in mine. They call us Nazis. They call us racist. I've never done anything racist in my life. Never. I bet most of you haven't either. I mean, I've called you white folks crackers. I mean, I've had some fun with race, but I've never had any malice towards any other race of people. They call us racist. Leftists call us what they really are. We know this, right? But while we're on the subject of Nazis, look at the traits of Nazism. Nazism says there's going to be one thought. You will support the state. One system, that is the state, it rules. It believed in superiority of the Aryan race. It pretended to have some sort of moral authority. And then ultimately it confiscated guns and imposed its will. That's leftism. There's nothing about conservatism says, hey, what do you think? What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? Try to do that with leftism. Say, you know what? I don't believe that women are as oppressed as you believe, as you say. I think there's room for discussion. Oh, no, you didn't, Kevin Jackson. I don't believe black people are as oppressed as you say. I don't believe that Latinos' only thing about immigration is an issue. And give me, what else? I don't believe Christians are as bad as you say. I don't believe capitalists are as bad as you say. Let me ask you this. Can you leave leftism? It's a simple question. Can you leave it? If you, you know, I used to believe that. Now I don't. Do you keep your friends? Do you run in the same circles? I know lots of people who've left leftism. I should say who've departed leftism. And they can't go back. They don't have the same friends. They don't even want the same friends. But they can't have them even if they wanted them. See, the left have to make us believe we've got a problem. Because to admit otherwise is against their religion. I want you to consider the things that we hold near and dear as conservatives. By the way, folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. We're available all on podcast anytime you want, on demand. That's what I was going to say when I said all on demand at kjradio.com or Spreaker or iTunes, wherever. Just look for the Kevin Jackson Show, and we hope you will. But yeah, leftists have to make us believe we've got an issue. And the issues are around the things that we hold near and dear. Like Obama said, you know, hanging on to the guns and religion. Yeah. Two things that I think are pretty good to hang on to. Considering we don't go around killing each other with our guns, nor do we go around killing each other with our religion. I mean, I want you to think about, just for the sake of this discussion, how badly the left make people think of religion. Like, oh, you're one of those. I mean, we even say it sometimes about ourselves. Oh, so-and-so is so sanctimonious. Don't misunderstand me. I distrust a lot of people that come to me in the name of religion and start Philippians 4:13 in me. Kevin, Romans 8:32. You know? Okay. So I get a little bit upset with it. Not upset, but I'm more leery. But if someone says to me, yeah, Kevin, I go to church, I da-da-da-da, and they don't come at me all hard with religion, I go, great, so do I. I see them as saying I'm a failed individual who understands that going to church is a good thing. You know, so I can work on myself. So good for them. But they've made religion a bad idea. I want you to consider capitalism, what they've done to that. The idea of working for yourself. Having an idea and taking it to the marketplace. That's a bad thing to them. The freedom that you get and the opportunity that you give to others by way of capitalism. And look at their bastardized versions of capitalism. The idea that you make money off the efforts of others. Look at you out there. You get to start a business and you hire a bunch of people and you make a bunch of profits and you don't like give a bunch of money to them. Yeah, I do. It's called a salary. They talk to you as if you're a slave owner if you're a capitalist. And they want you essentially to work for the benefit only of your employees. You it doesn't matter if you put in 50 years and you're on your dying bed, your deathbed. They don't care. If you're successful, they will tell you it was the government that did it. Roads and bridges. They will tell you that you step on the neck of the common man. And then they'll tell that very, ask that very same government to tax the living daylights out of you. They decry you for being rich. Is it any wonder that capitalists succumb to transgender bathrooms and kneeling black multimillionaires? How else do you keep the wolves at bay if you don't succumb to PC nonsense? It's unbelievable, folks. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind
to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All of this discussion around the border wall and the shutdown is subterfuge, folks. It's a cover-up for the Mueller report that's due to come out. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Making sanity out of the insanity, out of the chaos of the left, because they thrive on chaos. Look, I'm not telling you being a conservative means your life is easy. It's not the case. God didn't promise you easy. He promised you an ability to deal with it because you have a core and you understand, okay, I get a problem. I believe in something bigger than myself. I can fix it. Democrats don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. That's why they're very selfishly motivated for survival. And this border wall is to keep us up in arms. The border wall is such a think about it. Protecting yourself by putting a barrier up, and they want to debate this. It's just total subterfuge. And while that's going on, Democrats are working behind the scenes, folks. They got to cover up the damning revelation that Mueller has avoided for quite some time. Mueller could have put this report out well before the midterm elections, and we wouldn't have lost the House, and we would have gained seats in the Senate. But he didn't do it. He says, I'm going to delay until after that. And then he says after that being sometime in November, December. He didn't do it then because it was going to ruin the holidays for the Democrats. Now we're talking about July. He said May. Now it's moved out to July because he still got the grand jury that's impaneled for another 6 months. Who's he going to indict? He has looked under every rock. He has tried to create people to go after, and he's done everything he can do. The only place left for him to go is on the left. The very people who hired him to be a fixer. So they got lots of work to do. They got to look at the timing of information that needs to come out. They got damage control beyond belief. So that's what's going on. And they're using this time to do it. I can tell you their language has softened on Donald Trump about impeachment. You haven't heard him talk about Russian collusion. Where's Adam Schiff and everybody who was going after this man over Russian collusion and all this other stuff? Tell me where the border, that wall, you're inhumane. You're racist if you don't want the wall. They've gone back to the retread of you're a racist if you want to protect the border of your country. Ridiculous. When you have an argument that's so ridiculous, you have to ask yourself, what are they really trying to do? There you go. Let's go back to the border, though. It hasn't helped that Barack Obama's own border chief, a guy by the name of Mark Morgan, he came out and said, are you kidding? Walls absolutely work. Donald Trump is right. The president is right on protecting the southern border with a wall. And, I mean, I don't need an expert to tell me the obvious, but it doesn't hurt when the person that Barack Obama put in charge of the southern border says, of course they work. And here's what he went on to say. If you look in the past, you don't have to go too far back in history, that bipartisan legislation was passed. The Secure Fence Act. In 2006 and 2012, bipartisan legislation passed where they built the wall, fence, or physical barrier, whatever you want to call it. It's a wall, and it works. And as I keep pointing out, we're arguing back and forth with ourselves. Here's what Chuck Schumer said in Schumer versus Schumer.
My fellow Americans, we address you tonight for one reason only. The President of the United States, having failed to get Mexico to pay for his ineffective, unnecessary border wall. But we also need to set the record straight. The American people need to know that because of our efforts in Congress, our border is far more secure today than it was when we began debating comprehensive reform in 2005. Between 2005 and 2009, a vast amount of progress has been made on our borders and ports of entry. The progress includes 9,000 new Border Patrol field agents in the last 4 years, construction of a 630-mile border fence, or 630 miles of border fence, that create a significant barrier to illegal immigration on our southern land border.
There you have it. Significant barrier on our land border. Simple as that. Look, this is an argument the Democrats ultimately can't win, and that's why I keep coming back to this. And I'm doing some training here for you. This is the way I've always approached problems when I was in business. This is the way I approach problems when people bring things to me from strategies in life. Is this is too obvious. And I mean, it's so obvious. Have you ever been in a relationship or something? And I'll use mine as an example. One time I'd come home from a trip and my significant other says, I walked past some socks that weren't mine and my landing on the stairway landing. And before I left, those socks were there. And they're not mine. They're hers. So I walk, I'm not picking them up. I mean, I'd done it before, but that day we had been in an argument, so I was like, I'm not picking those up. So I get back, and 3 or 4 days after I'm back, I walk back and forth beyond these socks. And finally, we decide we're going to confront whatever the issue is, and I go, and I made a comment. I said, like your socks that are been in the landing for the whole, you know, for a week that you won't even pick up. And she lit into me. And I'm going, what? They're not my socks. And she says probably the most profound statement I've heard at the time. this is not about the socks. See, the socks were an obvious argument. I mean, and the idea, and I think she even said something like, why didn't you pick them up? And my argument is, not my socks. I don't leave socks in the middle of the landing of a staircase. I just don't do that. But what it was is, I want you to come and discuss the bigger issue. And the socks are the way I can get you to do that. You understand? The Democrats understand there's a bigger issue. In their case, they don't want to discuss it. Yeah. They just want you to pick up the socks and move along. And so when something is so obvious like this, I just pretty much go, I smell a rat. Because I promise you folks, this is not about securing the border. There are too many Democrats. I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and many others who have said exactly what I just played you part. Chuck Schumer saying a wall is ineffective, which was the other day, and Chuck Schumer saying we've done a lot to build this wall. I just told you we passed two acts in 2006 and 2012 to do what? To build this border barrier. And yet we are continuing to talk about it. That's not what we need to be talking about. And the cleverness of what we do is when we understand what they're doing and we force them to have to talk about the bigger issue, not the socks. So that's what our job is. It's to stop analyzing this nonsense and to move forward. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit more about the border stuff and what the president said on it, and then we're going to shift gears on you in a bit. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump company failed to pay his attorney and legal fees and costs in connection with various matters while he was still employed there. He's seeking right around $2 million. The House will vote on a resolution condemning hate speech this afternoon. It started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky is, for one, confused by the language.
I spoke yesterday about the evil
of anti-Semitism and the recent disturbing invocation of anti-Semitic stereotypes by a member of the House Democratic Conference. I took for granted, as a result, House Democrats would at least make good on their plan to symbolically condemn anti-Semitism.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, I've seen some crazy stuff in the 10 plus years that I've been now dedicated to talking about politics, political commentary. I've seen crazy stuff. We study academia because we have an organization called Seeking Educational Excellence that's trying to get rid of political correctness in academia. And by the way, if you're interested in being a part of that in any way, send us a note to kjradio.com because we need people. We need people monitoring schools and writing articles about what's going on around in campuses. And we have the articles. We just have to put them, repurpose them for our what we're trying to do, but we'd love that. We'd love for you to engage with PTO organizations in your, you know, in your hometown. We've got to get rid of this political correct nonsense in schools. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the very story I'm about to tell you right now, this is a article I read in The Hill, and it says Generation Z may be the most liberal demographic yet. Generation Z, that means the kids that are coming out of school. What I want you to understand, everybody, is you have witnessed a conveyor belt of leftism that's been running for decades, and there's very little pushing back against it. The only thing pushing back against it are what we call common sense. And I'll be blunt with you. I don't do anything special on this program outside of exercise common sense. And common sense got me fired from Fox, but you know what? Screw Fox. Common sense, when we lose that, we're done. Losing common sense means you're going to lose your ability to speak. You're going to lose your First Amendment rights. Anyway, you're listening to Kevin Jackson Exercising Common Sense, by the way, for those newbies listening. KJRadio.com. You can call me at 844-551-8255. This ability for us we've just been watching this ignorance come off the conveyor belt, and I don't care what it used to be, it was limited to liberal arts, you know, people taking sociology and all these other artsy-fartsy classes. Now, this thing is in every aspect of academia, folks. I'm talking about people that are in microbiology are talking about social justice. Don't think I'm kidding you. I have a list of stories, a list of things that will just blow you away over what these people are talking about and what they're doing. And while they're the Generation Z is the most liberal, they are really and truly the anti of everything that they claim that they are because they've been trained in leftism. Leftism is relative. It's relative racism. It's relative sexism. It's relative homophobia. You know, it's however they deem it at the time. And you can't keep up. Anyway, The Hill wrote this. A generation of post-millennials is poised to enter the electorate as perhaps the most liberal age cohort ever, fueled by unprecedented diversity and expansive views of the role of government. On issues ranging from the treatment of racial minorities to climate change to diversity in society, the postmillennial generation, dubbed Generation Z by demographers, looks a lot more like the millennial generation than their parents in the Generation X or the baby boom generation, according to Pew Research. This is scary to me. My youngest son, we were talking about something, and a girl made a comment. It was on the radio, and he goes, "Ooh, harsh." And it was a comment that when I was growing up, we would have been like, pfft. But he was like, "Whoa, that was harsh." And I go, "What was harsh about it?" He goes, "She's just kind of mean, you know?" And I didn't say anything, because I got to be honest with you. There's a part of me that goes, am I sort of imprinting too much of my view? Because, you know, he's got to grow up and face a different world than I do. I'm armed for it. You know, but I'm at an age, you know, it's kind of like listening to your 80-year-old grandpa saying, "I'll just go and put a bullet in his head," you know, because he's going, "I got 2 years left max. I can serve that out in prison," right? But if you're 23, it may not be the best advice to listen to old great-grandpa saying, "Here's what I'd do." You get what I'm saying? Fox fired me for calling Blasey Ford and all those other women lying skanks. Okay, great. If I'm never on Fox again, I ain't going to miss it. You miss it. "Kevin, why aren't you on Fox?" I tell everyone, I got fired. "What?" No, go look it up. I had one of my PR team tell me, "Kevin, when you search for you, now the thing that comes up most is he was fired from Fox. We need to change that." I'm like, I don't care. I really don't. What's it going to do? Kevin got fired. How many people been fired from Fox? A bunch. You know, life doesn't end. It goes on. But, you know, and quite frankly, my goal in life, one of my missions is make Fox have to make that phone call. "You know what, Kev? You got some time when you're in New York to stop by and have a meeting?" Maybe. What do you want to talk about? And you know who can help do that? You. You're important, not Fox. Fox is listening to you. If you jumped on them and said, "Man, you guys suck. You know, you've been watered down. You know, how many times can you interview Dan Mongino?" I mean, Dan has his own show. They just spread it out among 15 other shows. He and I were talking about this. I said, "Man, you got a show." But, I mean, look, if my opinion isn't fresh and funky enough for you and you got somebody else who can do it better, fine. I don't think they do. I don't think Fox has anybody close to me. And I'm not trying to be, you know, cocky about it, but I don't. But here's my point. I'm going to say what I say. And I'm trying to delicately teach my son how to learn how to pick his battles. Because let me tell you, you don't want to be 20 years old and ostracized. But I want him to be able to be that and not have to worry. Maybe it just means I got to leave him a ton of money. But I'm telling you, it's ridiculous now what's going on. They say Generation Z takes an even more liberal view of the role of government in society than do the millennials. 7 in 10 members of Generation Z say the government should do more to solve problems, while just 29% say that the government is doing too many things better left to businesses and individuals. Just under 2/3 of millennials say government should do more. About half of those in Gen X and the baby boomer generation agree. Many of the attitudes held by Generation Z, those born after 1996, who are now between the ages of 13 and 21, are formed through experience with an unprecedented level of racial and societal diversity. And here's what's funny. Unprecedented levels of diversity? Go look at the amount of money that's being spent on diversity. We did a thing on this a while back, and it's mind-boggling how much they spend. I mean, University of Michigan, we talked about it. It was like $80-90 million a year. It's a crazy number that they spend on diversity. And I'm going to get the actual numbers because I don't want to be lying about it. But it's millions of dollars, okay? And the highest paid, they have 93 people that do diversity. I would say the median income, median is around $80,000 a year for those 90 people. One, the person who's the head of diversity and inclusion, I think is what they call it, it makes almost $407,000+ a year. I mean, it's a person with a degree that essentially says, hey, listen, I'd like to see more blacks and more browns and more Asians or whatever, and let's work for that. Okay. You know, unbelievable. HR has transformed in America because it's no longer about doing the best job for the company. It's about the mix within the company. It's crazy. They go on, most of the attitudes they said, here's what they said. They're overwhelmingly the most racially and ethnically diverse generation we've seen. They're on track to be the most well-educated generation we've seen. They're less likely to drop out of high school and more likely to go to college. Let me tell you something. That is the problem. Not about dropping out of high school and going to college. The problem is that's the cycle that they want them on. That's the treadmill. Get them out of high school and into college, no matter what level they are. Get them into something. Make them think they have a degree that means something. It gets out of college. But more importantly, college is where that indoctrination occurs. It would scare you. I'm going to read off some of these things one of these days that we found. I'll do one school. I'll pick Harvard, for example. And I'll just tell you all the things that are happening at Harvard that would blow your mind. Anyway, they say one measure of the evolution of the youngest generation is that more than a third of them, 35%, know someone who prefers to be addressed using gender-neutral pronouns, compared with just a quarter of millennials and less than a sixth of Generation X. So they're measuring people by saying, "Or how do you stand up with this whole gender issue?" You know, wow. They look pretty similar to millennials in terms of their liberal values and their openness to societal changes. That's the part that should scare you the most. We're raising a generation of people who don't understand us. They don't understand anything that we stand for. And we're letting it happen. It's happening right before our eyes, folks. Gotta wake up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us and advertise at gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every time you see a young kid, the 13-year-old kiddos, I think they said 13 to 21, they call them Generation Z. You better educate them. You got to get in their faces. You got to explain things to them. If you have kids that age, grandkids that age, you better jump in the middle of them. These people don't have a clue how things work. And if you allow them to continue the way they are, the demographic of this nation is going to change very dramatically over the next, when these 13-year-olds over the next 5-6 years, when they become able to vote, it's shocking how detached they are from the real world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We just covered some of the stats of the Generation Z folks. Here's one. About 6 in 10 members of Generation Z says forms or online profiles that ask about gender should include options other than man or woman. 57% say they are very comfortable referring to someone else by a gender-neutral pronoun, slightly lower than the 59% of millennials who say the same, but far higher than in older generations. They pretty much look similar to millennials in their liberal values and openness to societal change. That's Generation Z, folks. Scary out there. And I'm witnessing it firsthand. Nephews and nieces and, you know, people that you just go, wow, these kids. I'll put it to you this way. I saw Saving Private Ryan again the other day, pieces of it. I don't watch it anymore because I can't stand Tom Hanks. But I watched that beach landing, and I think to myself, we'd lose the war. Today we'd lose the war. I have to believe we've got a military that's willing to go fight. I have to believe that. But I'm talking about if we had to, recruit and get kids to join. I don't know. I don't have the comfort I had in the old days where I said, man, shoot, me and a bunch of my buddies, we would enlist and we would go, you know, some of us would die, but we'd go over there and kick whoever's butt we needed to kick for the sake of America. We don't have that anymore with these kids. This report from The Hill goes on to say the youngest generation, too, is more likely to support protests by the NFL players who kneel during the national anthem, a favored boogeyman for Donald Trump, President Trump. 6 in 10 members of Generation Z, approve of the protest, about the same as the number of millennials who do. Majorities of every older generation disapprove of the NFL protests. Folks, you're watching a pendulum swing right before your very eyes. And my question to you is, what are you doing? You know, I know Charlie Kirk and TPUSA are trying to reach these folks. These stats tell me they're not reaching them. I'm not trying to decry TPUSA. They do a great job. I'm a huge fan of Charlie's. Known him since he started it. But what's going on? Are we reaching them? Pretty soon, it's not going to be about the black vote. It's going to be about this Generation X and Generation Z. They say just 3 of 10 members of Generation Z approve of Trump's job performance, almost identical to his approval ratings among millennials. Trump's approval rating is north of 50% among only one age cohort, the silent generation, those between the ages of 73 and 90. In 5 years, let me ask you, where is that generation going to be? They're going to be gone. If you are not out there sounding the trumpet, blowing the trumpet for Trump, the Trump trumpet, and letting these kids know that they are in the midst of the best presidency in the history, in their lives, and in modern history, possibly in the lives of their parents, possibly in the lives of their grandparents. We're in trouble. 73 to 90. Look, I've been talking about this for a decade. I would say I go to do an event. The average age in that event, if it's in the 60s, I'd be shocked. It's probably, certainly early 60s. The average age is probably 67. I'm not kidding. I've been at events. I love these people. I've spoken to people. I spoke at the Villages. To probably 250 people, and I bet you 100 of them are no longer here. It's been 8 years ago. There were people in there, the oldest lady, I think, because I asked, I said, who's the oldest person here? And a lady raised her hand. She was like 93 or 95, but she was a firecracker, man. I gotta say, we've had everybody come through here. The presidents of the United States have spoken at this place here, and you are by far the best speaker. I was like, hey, thanks, Grandma. But she's gone. I mean, 73 to 90 is the only generation that gave Donald Trump a 50% approval. Now, I don't know that I completely agree with those numbers, but I'm not going to be, that's not a poll that I'm going to, I'm going to try to disparage. I think that there could very well be some truth to that. They say the new report shows a potentially significant generational schism between the country's youngest and oldest Republicans, one that is likely to influence debates within the GOP if those attitudes hold. Gen Zers who say they are members or lean toward the Republican Party are more likely than older Republicans to say that racial diversity is a good thing for the country and that immigrants have a positive impact on the country. It's this propaganda war that we're losing. Trump is winning it on some levels, but he's not winning it on others because it's the messenger. That's why when people come to me, they'll say, Kevin, we're going to donate to your charity because you're the messenger who can get this done. And I, you know what? I'm not going to tell you I don't believe them. I do. I literally had meetings with some very wealthy guys, and I said, they told me point blank, Kevin, we don't know anybody else who can do this. Now, I know there are people out there that can do it, but I'm just saying they haven't run into them, and they're going, we need your voice out there. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm really not. I'm telling you, Donald Trump can only do so much. People have their attitudes about him. It's like when my friends that are rich white Republicans say, Kevin, I can't go out there and talk to blacks. I have no credibility. You do. Very true. It's a true statement. It's sad to say. These are very accomplished men, accomplished women. And they can't, you know, they can't say it because they're afraid or it'll be considered racist, whatever. They said, by contrast, those in Generation Z who identify with or lean toward the Democratic Party are virtually identical to Democrats in older generations on everything from the role that the government plays to the benefits of diversity and immigration. Let me interrupt here by saying, when you see how well the youth have mapped to the Democrats, you have your answer. You have your understanding of what's happening here. The Democrats have put in an indoctrination system that will not let these kids think differently. They don't think for themselves. If we don't change this, that's why I started Seeking Educational Excellence, because .org, because I said these political correctness, the social justice agenda in colleges and universities has become so pervasive, your tax dollars are going towards your demise. These people are reckless in ways I cannot explain to you. We've got a few. Let me see if I have this up, because I want to just show you something here. These are targets. I wasn't even going to do this, but I'll do one or two of them. So these are egregious acts, and I'm just going to do Harvard. Harvard Law School is currently offering a class dedicated to the impeachment and removal by other means of President Trump. It's called Constitutional Law 3.0, The Trump Trajectory. It's being taught by Lawrence Tribe, a high-ranking professor at Harvard Law, who's appeared in numerous TV and print interviews calling for Trump's impeachment. Here's another one. A Harvard University professor, Dr. Jonathan Walton called the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization, adding that Congress must act on gun control. He also declared that cultural anxiety, toxic masculinity, racial, religious, and ethnic bigotries are eating away at the soul of this nation, causing us to, quote, elect a madman to the presidency. Harvard University currently offers a course designed to teach students how feminism and gender theory benefit the practice of science. Transforming Scientific Knowledge, Science and Feminism is a 4-credit sophomore-level class taught by Professor Heather Shattuck Heidorn and is offered through the school's Studies of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Department. Here's one more. The Office of the BGLTQ Student Life at Harvard released a new school-sponsored guide in 2017 telling students to fight transphobia, get the facts about gender dysphoria. The guide, which was distributed to students on campus, declares that there are more than two sexes and gender is fluid and changing. That's just a few, folks. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I will talk to you again soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.